The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they've all got something fancy to offer. How about free weekends, free days, $600 bonus, the list goes on and on. And that stuff sounds good up front, but then you fall for one of those deals. Months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate than you signed up for, or they're throwing additional fees onto your bill. That's nonsense. And Tri-Eagle, they think that's nonsense. That's why Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. End of story. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
The Blitz, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. Your number is 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday, and we just spent the first hour pretty much all Texans,
yeah,
which is natural on a Monday. And we'll go through the rest and some of the trade action that's out there, including Amari Cooper to the Cowboys.
The Cowboys did.
We talked about that a little bit. We talked about Patrick Peterson maybe not being available. He wants to be traded. They basically said, we're not trading him. That's a guy who's worth a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Black Spotted Zebra asked, is Justin Tucker not worth a first-round pick since he finally missed an extra point yesterday? I said, he's still worth one first. He was worth two first-rounders before yesterday. So he's still very valuable. Still very valuable.
Yeah, of all the things you never expect to see, Justin Tucker missing an extra point.
Dude, his face after he does it was exactly my face.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, what? I think
it was everybody's face.
Happened?
Even the Saints are like, oh, okay. What the hell happened here? But let's do that. Let's go ahead and look at the rest of the league and some of the other games. And
all right,
we will start with the one in England, which I want to thank the Chargers for bleeping up what should have been an easy cover and looking pretty mediocre in that game. I think the decision at the end, as much as I love people being aggressive, again, you're in a division race.
That's what I say.
And if I'm the Titans, I'm kicking the extra point, and, you know, unless I think I have Justin Tucker on my team. I'm kicking the extra point. I'm taking my shot at overtime. And if I get out with a tie, I'm probably okay with that. But
because if you win the coin toss, I mean, if you lose the coin toss, who knows?
Right.
If you win that coin toss, though, I mean, you, to me, you've got a chance to win the game.
Oh, yeah, because the Chargers' defense, you hadn't stopped.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't get it. If you're a bad team, I get it. Okay, you don't have a chance. The best you can do is ruin somebody else's season.
If you were the 49ers yesterday, you had a chance to do
that. Go for two, get out of there. The Titans, at that point, would have been in first place in the division. And
we're playing well enough to win the game. That's the thing. I think if you think it's a fluke that you're about to tie it.
They dominated the second half.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, you've got momentum going into overtime. I don't understand the decision. And, you know, I there's a part of me that loves trying to win. But you got to look at the entire situation. And in that case, I thought it was a bad move. Chargers get the win, but they don't cover, so they may die.
Now, here's the other thing, because this is the other – normally, this is where I fall on this. If you're the lesser team, go for it. The problem is, in this case, even though the Titans are clearly the lesser team, and let's face it, Vrabel probably realizes they're the lesser team, because you're in a divisional race and you have a chance, you realize –
But
you know this division's bad enough.
But they weren't playing like the lesser team. They pretty much, especially in the second half, they were playing better than the Chargers.
They were.
And in that case, even if you are the lesser team, I can't excuse it. If you're outplaying them.
But if you look behind you and you see Marcus Mariota there picking his nose probably, looking at his booger on his finger instead of looking at the playbook, and then you look across the field and see Phillip Rivers, who's jacked up on Mountain Dew, ready to go out there and do it for these Brits. Yeah, I understand. Let's just try to get out of here, but. No, in that case, I'm kicking the extra point, and I'm playing for overtime.
Patriots and Bears. This was the one thing I got right yesterday, and I didn't.
And we almost didn't get that.
I know, and I didn't think we were going to have to sweat the cover, and you had to tackle the guy at the 1 yard line on the last play to keep overtime from happening there.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky's turned into a pretty good player.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's got some stuff to him. There's still not a lot around him as far as weapons go, and Allen Robinson was basically a ghost yesterday, but.
Trey Burton was a nice pickup for them. And you know what?
Tariq Cohen is a weapon.
Yeah, they're trying to use him like Tariq Hill, and he's not quite that good, but he's pretty good. And I like what Nagy's done there. I still think that I've said all along, I think by the end of the season, the Bears are not a team you're going to want to play. I still believe that. I think they're going to get better week to week. And, you know, they're sitting at 3-3 right now. I think they've got a chance to be at the end of the season. I think the Bears can make the playoffs.
Wouldn't shock me.
Colts take care of the Bills 37-5. You don't see a lot of fives.
No.
I'm pretty sure that was under the Bills team total by about a half.
That's probably about right. Yeah, the Colts just kind of whipped the Bills. The Bills are horrible. Like I've been saying, it's a bad football team. And Andrew Luck had a good day. And when he's right, I mean, this team has a chance to play with anybody. Buffalo's horrible, so they didn't have a chance to even be involved. Derek Anderson, three picks. He was bad.
That's very Peterman-like.
He was bad.
Yeah, I thought he'd be an upgrade over Peterman. I was incorrect about that.
Yeah, if you tell me that the quarterback's going to throw three picks and LeSean McCoy's going to run for exactly one football yard.
And then break.
Chances are good the Bills aren't going to be competitive in that game, and they weren't.
Lions beat the Dolphins 32-21. You know what, though? And this is something that I think we're going
to say it. Brock Osweiler is he's a dark horse MVP candidate.
No, I wasn't going there, but I was just going to say two games with Adam Gase, Brock Osweiler sure looks a lot better than he did a full season with Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, he wasn't horrific.
He wasn't great. He wasn't great,
but he wasn't awful. He wasn't the reason they lost.
Kerryon Johnson was the reason they lost.
Yeah, the Dolphins' inability to stop the run. Remember that the Lions went like 53 years without a 100-yard rusher, and then now Kerryon Johnson's breaking off 150 on the Dolphins? That's a sign that you're a bad football team.
I like that guy a lot, and that was a great draft pick, which is he's one of the few bright spots on my lousy-ass fantasy team. Vikings beat the Jets 37-17. No real surprise there. The Vikings are a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
They are. They're getting right.
There was going to be an adjustment period to Kirk Cousins, and I think the adjustment's happening, and they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Panthers-Eagles, cover your ears, Holly. 21-17 Panthers. Eagles were up 17-0.
What a gross.
Three touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Disgusting.
Cam Newton carries them to victory. Eagles now fall to 3-4. That NFC East is just as much garbage as the AFC South, which it's kind of funny that they're playing each other. And the Panthers are sitting there at 4-2. I still don't believe in them, but they're sitting there at 4-2.
This is why when you've got a 17-point lead, this is why you don't win. 2.4 yards per carry running the football.
Is that bad?
The Eagles can't run the football. Smallwood, 9 for 32 yards. Give me a break. Corey Clement, 8 carries, 6 yards. That's less than one. Jong, 8 carries, 6 yards. Is that less than 1 yard per carry?
I think so. Just under less than.
See, a new Jong, our resident Asian math expert, would have known that. But yeah, not a good day running the football. And when you can't run the football, you can't control a game when you've got a lead. And the Eagles, they've pissed me off. I'm about done with them.
See, my problem is I'm done with like 29 of the 32 teams.
Me too. I'm only betting on the Rams, Chiefs, and Patriots going forward. That's pretty much it.
Those are my three.
Nobody else is in the circle of trust.
Saints are close. They get the win 24-23.
God,
Saints
fan came at me on Twitter yesterday talking about how was your lock? Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, first of all, you come at me after I lose money, I'm not going to be in the best mood.
Yeah, people don't get that. It's like when you just lost a big bet, the last thing you want to hear is some smart-ass fan telling you, oh, you were
right.
Wrong.
I get it. The Saints are your favorite team. The reality is they should have lost that game. The Ravens were better than them yesterday. And the Saints basically just laid down and let Joe Flacco run down the field and have what should have been a game-tying touchdown. And then something that's never happened in a guy's career happened. And you won the game. I wouldn't puff out my chest too much about it. I think the Saints are really good. But I think the Ravens are good too, and the Saints kind of showed some flaws yesterday. You know,
but they also went on the road and beat a team that you like
quite a bit,
and that I think is pretty damn good. So, yeah,
I think the Saints are one of the 5 best teams in the league.
Some things had to go their way, but they did. And you know, at some point today, I want to talk about losing when you're on the right side of a bet, because I had a rarity. I had 2 games Saturday that I was on the right side of and lost them both. That sucks. Bucks beat the Browns 26-23.
Boy.
Another overtime effort for the Browns.
Yeah, Browns did all that work to get back into a game they were getting blown out in. And the Bucks kicker, who had missed like a couple chip shots in regulation, he just boots like a 50-something yarder to win it.
59, to be exact.
Yeah, that'll do.
That's almost 60 in my math.
Jong, 59, that's pretty close to 60, right?
Yeah, 1 yard away from 60.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. I knew it. Thank you. Thank you, Jong.
How many feet in a yard, John?
3.
There you go. So he was 3 feet.
How lucky are we to have
I'm telling you, man.
A mathematician basically just on call?
It's amazing. You guys are very, very blessed.
Yes, we are.
Rams beat the 40.
Good thing we didn't have that question in the first segment today, huh?
Oh, yeah. It'd have been like,
Tyler would have been scratching his head. Oh, Tyler's like Cro-Magnon, man. And then John's like,
he's like, how do you spell calculator to get that online? Rams 39, 49ers 10. Not too much to say about this other than that the Rams are an unstoppable machine right now, except for last week when they gave up a touchdown against Denver to cost me $200, but that's okay.
Yeah, the Rams' offense is just absurd. And yesterday, when they have a good day on defense, it's over. And Aaron Donald had a hell of a day yesterday. That team, to me, is the best team in the NFL. I know that. You know, there'll be people who will say the Chiefs or the Pats or whoever, but that offense, it works, and people don't know what to do with it, and they're solid enough on defense. I think they're the most complete team.
I do too. The one caveat is they'll need Gurley to stay healthy all year, and as much as they're relying on him, that concerns me, and I still don't trust Jared Goff in a playoff game. He's going to have to win a couple this year.
Yeah, Gurley, 15 carries, 63 yards yesterday. They pulled him. Malcolm Brown, 13 carries, 65 yards. They're built to win.
Redskins beat the Cowboys 20-17.
Was that game at?
It was at Washington.
Cowboys lost.
Yes.
Where's their next game at? I'll tell you if they're going to win or lose.
I think their next game is at bye week this week, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, that might be a tie. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
They had a chance there at the end with a field goal and then got the penalty, which, frankly, watching the replay, should have been a penalty. And if it's 5 yards shorter, the guy makes it.
Let's play why did the Cowboys lose? Ezekiel Elliott, 15 carries, 33 yards. Come on, man. I mean, that's it's not good enough.
You know who looked pretty good?
Adrian Peterson. Hell yes, he did.
And Chiefs beat the Bengals 45-10 last night. That it wasn't.
What are you going to say, Fred?
It wasn't competitive.
All I'm going to say is it should have been 48-10.
Yeah,
that's the only takeaway I have from it. But
your damn Bengals couldn't get you three more points on that.
That's really the most disturbing thing. And the Bengals
against that defense.
The Bengals, I think, going into this game, you would have considered them like a borderline good team, right?
Yeah, they were 4-2 going in.
They just got clowned by the Chiefs, and I mean, obviously the Chiefs are in that upper echelon of teams, but they're kind of showing the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The haves group is a pretty small group, and the have-nots group is pretty massive, and there's a big gap between all of them.
All right. 281 says, talking about wrong side of a bet. I had two college football parlays that hit on every net during the day and was looking at cashing out 400. Then Ohio State happened.
I made good money on Ohio State. I was on Purdue, definitely the right side.
Over.
I was on the over, which won by a half a point at the very end of the game. I may have luck boxed there.
You'll take it.
I'll take it. That was my my pick for the pool also, so I lucked out on that. I'll take it.
Yeah, I threw a few bucks on the over after a couple of very disappointing afternoon games where I just felt there was almost no way I could lose them, and I lost them both.
Yeesh.
But that happens. Also, you know, I got some right too, but it's like I had five picks – and one of them was just a bad pick. Okay, so that's going to happen. You do five. One of them's going to just, you don't have a chance. The other four, I felt like I was on the right side of all of them and had to be unlucky to not go 4-0, and I went 2-2.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, it's one of those weekends, man. I've had that a lot this year, so I know at some point it's going to turn around and I'm going to start being on the right end of stuff. And, you know, it kind of happened in that Ohio State game, but that wasn't one that I had invested heavily in.
Right.
That was just, all right, I'm going to bet this over because I'm down a little bit today. All right, we're going to take a break. We got a lot more to get to. We're at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. Come on out. Katie has a burger. Thumbs up from Katie on the burger. So there you go. Lots of good stuff here. Come on out. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 979 said, saw Air Force One land at Ellington when I left work. Now the roads are blocked to get home. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah,
I've had a couple people... A couple of my friends who were heading this way said, not good right now. It was bad this morning because they have so much shut down around downtown. Right? When I had to get to the office, it took me like an extra 30 minutes because I couldn't go my usual way, and I had to loop around, and kind of a pain in the ass. But
yeah.
You know what? He's here to make America great again.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's what he'll be doing.
Hmm.
No further comment. I'm not looking to argue with people.
Honestly, and I'll be as non-committal about this. There's not a single politician in the world that I would go to see a rally of.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get that you have to shut down the freeways and everything else. But, I mean, there's some dead guys I would go see.
Yeah.
Like, if you could prop Reagan up in his casket, I would go to that. FDR, if you'd roll his, you know... Roll that skeleton out there. I'd go see that. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't have a long list. I mean, Lincoln.
Yeah.
If you can wake him
up. That'd be kind of cool. George Washington.
Yeah, that one wouldn't suck.
You know.
Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah, I'd go see Teddy. Especially if he's on a horse.
You going to fight that traffic, though, to see Teddy?
Maybe not. Franklin, yes. Teddy,
Franklin,
no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teddy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh God!
You know all the obviously the Ted Cruz O'Rourke race has gotten a lot of attention. If you watch television, that's all you see. I've seen a few Greg Abbott ads. This chick that's running against Greg Abbott, has she just given up? Like, is she just not even really trying? Have you seen one ad for her?
No, I haven't.
Lupe Valdez is her name.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that until this weekend when I looked it up, because I was like, I know there's a governor's election during this thing too.
Yeah.
And I've seen Greg Abbott in his commercials where he's like in a helicopter trying to look like a soldier, which, okay. But I haven't seen a single commercial from that chick.
Yeah, I was intrigued by the guy who ran against her, which was Mark White's kid. What I liked about him was he put everything online, his position on everything, so you know where he stands.
Yeah.
And I thought that was – I didn't agree with a whole lot of it, but I at least appreciate the guy doing that. And he didn't win, so I kind of lost interest in that race. And it's not like either one of them has a bat's prayer against Abbott, so it doesn't matter.
And then this Mike Collier guy that is I don't know a whole lot about Mike Collier, but I wish that he would get that job, that lieutenant governor's job. You know what I think of that Dan Patrick guy. But
Dan Patrick gave me my first job in radio.
Did he really?
At KSEV, yes.
You got love for him still?
1994. I have loyalty to that.
Well,
so
you and I, we're on different sides of him.
Okay.
But, yeah. I
don't really like his politics, but I don't like anybody's politics. That's the problem.
I haven't seen any commercials from Mike Collier either, though.
I saw one the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty.
I don't think they're trying very hard. I think they kind of know that it'd be, I think Democrats in Texas are like, it'd be cool if Beto wins, but that other stuff, that ain't happening.
Yeah, they've pretty much put all their eggs in that basket because I know, I think he's raised, what, $40 million more than Cruz has even. And I see his stuff all the time. But I'm going to ask this politely. Mr. O'Rourke, please quit texting me. Please. Like, every day now I'm getting, so-and-so from Beto. Enough. Stop texting me. I'm going to vote, and I'm going to vote for who I vote for. But you keep texting me, and it's going to piss me off.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's how I feel about my wife.
Yeah, me
always
too.
Always texting me. Yeah. It's like, for real, I already married you. Let's just talk next week.
That's why I have my wife blocked.
Good move.
Yeah, basically.
You send her back that auto reply?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Sorry, Fred is at the Trump
Definitely
rally right
not
now.
Not with another chick. I'll call you later.
Maybe another dude, but certainly not another chick. Yeah.
All right, guys, I got to tell you again about Tri-Eagle Energy. There are a handful of providers, more than a handful. There's a ton of them, actually, energy providers in the Houston area. And they're always throwing different offers at you. Free weekends, free days, free nights, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, and then later on down the road you find out you're paying more than what you signed up for. Your rate has gone up. How's that? I thought that's what you signed on the line for. Or they're throwing some additional fees on your bill that weren't supposed to be there. Not with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. Simple. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And, Sean, your tweet's very funny, but I'm not going to read it.
It is funny.
It is.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Shameful. Nothing. We would never say anything like that on this show, but it's funny.
Hey, I've got news for those of us who are following the Gallup contest.
Yeah?
The handicapping contest.
Yes.
There's a new non-last place guy on the board.
Nick is no longer last?
Nick
it's
is
gotta
no
be Patrick
longer
Creighton.
Dead-ass last.
It's got to be Patrick Creighton.
Nick went 2-0 this week.
Nice.
Patrick Creighton went 1-1.
It's all Nick. He's passed
Nick
Patrick Creighton.
Nick has passed Patrick Creighton.
He's not that far back. I'm right at 500, but my big run is coming over the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm calling my shot now. I'm so close to going on a tear.
I keep going 2-0, but I can't shake Jerry Bowe, who's also he seems to be
everything he's
caught.
Touching right now is just – I mean, the dude's friggin' Midas.
Yeah.
I mean, especially his soccer picks, but, yeah, his NFL stuff too. He's doing great.
You know who else who's gone 4-0 in the last 2 weeks? Charlie Palillo. That's right. He's an unstoppable force.
It's terrific.
Yep.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Somebody says there's a lawsuit over those Beto texts.
Yeah, I don't like anybody texting me when I don't want
them
to. Usually, don't they just have like a say, you could say stop and they won't bother you anymore?
Yeah, see, I replied and said, well, I'll tell you what, if he'll come on the show, I'll think about voting for him. No.
You're just supposed to say stop, and that's it.
And they didn't respond.
Yeah, they don't want to have a conversation.
Jennifer from the O'Rourke campaign did not respond to me.
No, you just say stop.
Asked her if she was attractive, nothing.
Oh, you know, no.
Was that wrong? Can I not do that?
Yeah, you're a creep.
Okay. Well, I know that. But
you're
I mean,
a creep.
But they need creep votes too.
I mean, I guess so.
I'm just saying, if you really want my vote, Jennifer, you should have responded to my texts. That's all.
Yeah.
It's just a simple question. I'm not, you know. That's as far as it was going to go. Saying if you're going to tweet me stuff, I'm going to tweet you stuff. All right, 713-780-3776. Not too much to talk about with the Rockets right now, other than they can't stop anybody.
They're bad.
Unless it's a fight.
I mean, that's worth watching.
Yeah. I fell asleep during last night's game, so I don't have any great insight other than it's three games in and they're not stopping anybody on defense. And actually, from a betting perspective, I thought about playing the Clippers last night because it was second of a back-to-back and no Chris Paul. So I was kind of kicking myself over that. But I just looked at the Clippers and said, oh, they're too terrible. I can't do it.
Yeah, well, they should have.
But so, yeah, they're not exactly off to a flying start. But fortunately, they have 79 more games to go to get it together.
Yeah, it'll probably end up working out.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
But as of
right now, only one game behind the Warriors.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I think the, suddenly the Texans are the most interesting team in town.
I mean, I guess so, now that the Astros are over.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm much – maybe because I'm just much more interested in regular season football than regular season basketball. But, yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, I mean, regular season football is always going to be more interesting because there's fewer games. And you know, when it comes to basketball, it's really – the season doesn't start until Christmas.
Right.
And by then, you've got enough of a you have enough of a sample size to know what direction your team's heading. And whether or not they're going to be really good. And last year by then, we knew, you know what, the Rockets are – they're going to be a problem for the Warriors this year.
Right.
And, you know, they may be exactly what we've seen so far, but three games is not enough to tell. They'll make some adjustments whenever you're working in new players. And you know, you're playing without Chris Paul for two games now with Utah coming in.
Yep. Yeah.
Drunk Bevo says the president just drove by him on 45. Pretty cool.
Is it, though?
Did he make 45 great again?
Yes.
Because
I'm guessing he made it worse.
Because no, that's my real issue. 45 used to be great, and we've got to get back to that. AJ, 45 used to be tremendous.
When
it used to be the best, when I was like really tiny.
Oh, okay. And that means I wasn't born.
Well, no, you weren't even thought of yet.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think we need to get 45 back to where it's the greatest freeway in Houston.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah. You know, I know everybody talks about that I-10 now, but 45 can get back there. We're going to make it great again.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. 713 asks, which regular season is more pointless, NBA or MLB? I don't think they're pointless. I just think that
they're exhausting.
Unless you are an extremely hardcore fan of the sport, there's almost no way to follow every single game and have a life.
Right.
You know, and it's like, as much as I love hockey, I can't sit there and analyze every Leafs game all season long and still do my job.
Like, the people who have Astros season tickets and actually go to every game. I don't know how they do it. Like, that's...
Well, you have to
you're
really...
You're basically saying the Astros are my life now.
Yeah, you really have to love it. And that's okay. I mean, I appreciate fans like that. It's just... It's
those
hard
people
for me
just don't have TVs or girlfriends.
Yeah. Or lives. I mean, but no, it's some people, though, that's how they take the whole family. It's a family night thing. You know, they get behind the team a lot. And you know, now I don't know if it's the same for the Rockets. I know that there's a lot more corporate crowds at Rocket games. And, you know, that's – but I do know that there's people who follow every game religiously. And then there's bots who tweet me after every game religiously. Although I didn't get one last night after the Clippers game, interestingly enough. That's the other thing that annoys me more than the texts, is get it these Rocket bots that tweet James Harden with this, this, and this as the Rockets do this. You get those too, don't you?
I don't get those.
You don't get those?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
You did last year.
The emails?
No, tweets.
Tweets.
They would tweet at you about how great the Rockets
were. I haven't
gotten
any of those this year. I don't know who that guy is, but I think maybe he just stopped tweeting.
No, he's still doing it. Maybe you blocked him.
Oh, maybe. I don't think I blocked him, but I may have muted him.
PX Rock wants to know, can we make 290 great again as well? One at a time. Listen, we can't fix everything.
It seems they're working on 290 for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
290 will be fixed. And everybody's saying, Big City Wing says, don't get on 290. 290 will be fixed when I die.
That's probably about right.
I mean, I've been on 290 since the racetrack opened. It's never been right.
It never will be.
Well, I mean, it's better now, but considering where it was when it was like two
lanes. But
every
time they fix something, there's something else that they need to fix.
Yeah, and when they are fixing it, it's such a mess.
Yeah.
Because not only are they fixing the freeway, they're fixing the feeder roads at the same time.
Yep.
And so you've got all the traffic that's been forced off the highway onto one lane.
By the way, guess what happened?
What?
My wife's car got a flat tire.
No, really?
Yeah, they were able to patch it, but it was still an inconvenience.
Dude, what is it with you and tires?
I don't know. I mean, this wasn't my fault. It's her car.
Well, I know, but it's your family.
Yeah, listen.
Have you driven that car?
Rarely.
Then you might have done something to
it. Wasn't
it
wasn't me.
Yep.
No, it wasn't me.
I think, you know what? You know what we need here? A tire endorser.
I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
If you own a tire company and you want one of the best endorsers in the city,
yeah,
let me suggest A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, you got tires you want talked about. Nobody in this town talks about their tires more than me.
No, AJ drives a lot. He tears up tires a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that someone should be doing that.
Yeah. Get on that, Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. I need one for wives. He needs one for tires.
There you go.
That's pretty much – it used to be laptops for me, but this one's worked out.
So far.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time you haven't bought a disposable laptop since I've known you.
It wasn't disposable.
You want it in one of those crane machines at Dave & Buster's.
No, that's not, you know, that's, it's not winning it. That's using skill, dude.
I use skill to get that thing. I get it. It costs 3 tokens. Yeah, I
five.
Get it.
But it was 5 tokens. Don't, listen, I'm not that good. But, yeah, I mean, it's.
Yeah, your old laptop used to say Play School on the outside. It's like, that's not.
It says Commodore.
Mattel.
Yeah. No, I've actually, it's funny because I've got one I'm loaning to a friend who's is broken. So I pulled out one of those old ones just to make sure it still worked. Holy bleep. That thing's like, it's like a desktop compared to this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there looking at this thing going, how the hell did I ever lug this around everywhere? And then the answer is you probably didn't because you broke it fast.
Yeah.
Because it still has a Spider-Man on the screen. Disco says that he made 45 worse. He says, I just want to have to get home and haven't moved for 10 minutes. And, well, you know what? You get to listen to us for 10 minutes more. There's that. You got to look at the positives. Donald Trump is helping the Blitz.
That's true.
I say that's a positive. You guys get to listen to us more. Isn't that better?
Yeah.
Daniel says from Telge to the Beltway is horrible on 290.
Great.
Yeah. That's you, right?
It depends. I may be a Beltway man today.
It's probably not a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, a straight shot down 10 to 45 south to get home.
It shouldn't be too bad. I just got to get home in time for my movie. I'm going to the movie tonight.
Oh, what are you going to see?
Halloween.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen,
yeah, everybody's jealous.
Yeah. All of a sudden,
no, the reviews have been terrific. I'm actually, yeah. I watched one of the worst movies I've ever seen over the weekend. It was called Galveston, and I thought, well, this will be cool. I'll watch this movie because it was based in Galveston, and it had Bo Bridges in it for about 10 seconds. It's one of those films he obviously did as a favor for a friend.
And then he died?
No, he just disappeared for the entire movie. It was the worst piece of crap I have ever seen. It cost me $7.99 on DirecTV. Oh. Do not buy this movie. It was about a hitman who wasn't very good at his job, who thought he was dying of cancer, decides he doesn't want to kill this chick and runs off with her. They find her daughter.
Did you write this novel?
No, mine's better than that.
Okay.
He gets.
This sounds like something you would write.
He gets beat up and sent to prison. She gets killed. 20 years later, the daughter comes and thanks him for saving her.
I didn't want the whole plot. Now you ruined it for me.
Yeah, I'm giving you the plot so that you never watch this piece of garbage.
Was there nudity in it?
No. Well, there might have. No, I don't even think there was. But the part and two.
What a piece of junk.
Oh, and listen, the cinematography was so bad in this thing that it was really dark. And it was like somebody was experimenting with dark cinematography. Is that because the rest of it was so awful that you were just trying to hide it from people? That's all
probably.
I could think of. It really is one of the worst five movies I have ever seen. And I apologize if you're someone who was involved in that.
Wow.
But
you're taking a hard stance.
Here's another thing. The water in Galveston in the movie, very blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was blue for a few days this summer.
Uh-huh.
I saw pictures
of it.
Trust
me, they didn't spend enough to be here for those few days. All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out SportsMap if you haven't today. Lots of great stuff on there because there's always great stuff on there. But I just want people to know how hard I worked on it over the weekend. I posted 8 stories yesterday, including all of our Texans coverage. Charlie Polillo has a video up. You know what the headline says?
In the blink of an eye, Texans are most interesting team in town.
Hmm. Didn't I just bring that up?
I was listening to something yesterday. It was some broadcast of a football game. I don't remember what football game it was. But somebody said, maybe it was the Texans. It turned in the blink of a hat. Was like
hats?
Something they said. And I was
what?
Like, what the hell's the blink of
is that
a hat?
Jason Witten or something?
I mean,
is this like the hat from Harry Potter
sense.
That tells you which school you're going to?
The blink of a hat.
That's the only hat I know that has eyes.
I mean, clearly he mixed up blink of an eye with something. Is it turn of a hat? Is that a
mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out how the hell he came up with that, but hats don't blink typically.
Yeah, I said Harry Potter. That's the only one.
I'm a weirdo because I've never seen Harry Potter, so I don't know. Yeah, that's over my head.
I know. But there's a hat that you go and it tells you whether you're going to be Slytherin or any of those. And
that just sounds like it makes me want to punch you. But yeah,
you know what? I'm surprised your kids have never gotten into that.
Well, they have.
Oh, okay. You just
I just don't watch it. Yeah. Okay.
That's smart. Believe me, there's a lot of things that my kids were into that I wish I'd never, ever seen. SpongeBob, for one. But Polillo has video up. We got a story on the pub crawl. If you missed the pub crawl, Paul Muth did a real good wrap-up. Holly Seymour has her video up and says, here's why your team is trash. So check out Holly's video. Cody has his headlines from today. That's up. Joel Blank has a video on Chris Paul fighting back. And guess what we did for the people? It might be too late for some of you, but we have a whole thing on everything that's closed for downtown. With the president in town.
Yeah, it's too late.
Well, you can click on it now and probably realize, okay, I don't want to go this way.
How about you just don't want to be driving right now?
Well, that's probably smart. If you are, you're stuck, and you get to listen to us. We'll make it fun for the next hour and 10 minutes.
Hey, earlier we were talking about the NFL power rankings.
Yes.
And Sporting News released their power rankings.
Okay.
I'm curious if you – I'm always the one who plays the games.
Yeah.
So I'd like for you to, like, think of who you think is at the – let's go with, like, the top five.
Okay. No particular order. Rams.
Rams are one.
Chiefs.
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
So they have the Saints and the Patriots ahead of the
– Saints two, Patriots three.
Chiefs four. I am going to go with – boy, I would have had the Ravens up there before yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll take Viking five.
Vikings five.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your next – the next five? Who's your next crop?
Okay. It gets a little tougher, for obviously.
Sure.
I think the Ravens would be in that mix for me.
Number 10.
Okay. Ooh, I got to find four better ones than the Ravens, huh? What is their criteria, just how they played so far?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can basically just look at records and
– Well, not necessarily. I mean, how good they are year to date. I mean, because – there's some teams with better records who are lower down. And
yeah. It's like I would not put the Dolphins anywhere near the top 20.
Dolphins are 15.
Okay, that's too high. Steelers?
Steelers, 8.
Okay. About Redskin?
9.
Okay.
You're missing 6 and 7.
Packer?
11.
Ooh. Panther?
7.
And so I'm missing the 6?
I'll give you a hint. They cost you money yesterday.
No, the Chargers are not 6.
They are 6.
No, the Chargers are 32.
The Chargers are 6.
They're 31.
You want to take a guess where the Texans of Houston are?
If the Dolphins are 15, the Texans should be around 13.
Texans are 14.
Ah.
Very close.
Ah.
The Philadelphia Eagles are 13.
Okay, that seems about right.
You want to guess the bottom five?
Well, Buffalo is going to be there.
Buffalo is 28th.
Arizona is going to be there.
Arizona's 31.
San Francisco is going to be there.
They're 29. You're just missing 30 and 32.
Oh.
I want to know.
Giant.
Giant is 30.
They still have the Browns, 32?
The Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders,
32.
Yeah. See, my mind cannot process that the Raiders are this awful.
They are. Browns, 27.
Okay. That seems about right.
Titans, 25.
That feels a little low to me.
Jags, 21.
That seems about right, considering how they played so far.
The Colts, I think, 26.
Okay. They're 2-5, so.
Yeah.
And they gave a game away to your Texans.
That's true.
So, where's Cowboy at?
20.
Hmm.
That seem fair?
It feels a little low to me.
One spot ahead of the Jags, who they stopped the hole in.
Yeah, I'd have the Cowboys ahead of the Dolphins.
I think I would, too. I mean, the Dolphins are 4-3, but they suck.
But if you put those two teams on a neutral field right now, or...
Here's a handful of teams just ahead of the Cowboys.
Okay.
Falcons are 19.
I'll still take the Falcons, especially after they win tonight.
Lions are 18.
Okay, seems fair.
Seahawks, 17.
Fair.
Bears, 16.
Yeah, those are all fair. The glaring one to me there is Dolphin at 15.
Yeah.
That's way too high.
I agree with that.
But 713-780 ESPN. Somebody said that movie was based on a book. Wasn't that bad? I haven't read the book. I'm sure the book is better because it can't be as bad as the movie. It was awful.
Are you going to watch that new Girl with a Dragon Tattoo movie?
Yeah, I will.
I think it looks pretty good, too.
Well, I love the books. And the wife actually watched the Swedish movies of it.
Yeah, I have, too.
I haven't seen those, and she says they're great. But, I mean, the first one I thought was way underrated, the first American version.
I did, too.
But I love David Fincher. And so I'm a little disappointed he's not going to be doing it, but I'm excited to see it because the one thing about those books is – you know, part of the charm of it is he would dive into this deep explanation of stuff like, you know, computer hacking and things like that, where you could really get bogged down. And then in the movies, they kind of just explain that a little quicker, and I think it makes it better. But those books are terrific. And that guy died like right after he wrote them, too. Yeah. That's why it's taking me so long to finish mine, because I don't want to die right after it gets famous.
Probably will. I don't think finishing your book is going to make you die, though. It's probably, you know, an unhealthy lifestyle and old age will make you die. I mean, I'm telling you like a real doctor, what a real doctor would tell you.
How long have you been practicing, sir?
Jong, would you agree that an unhealthy lifestyle and old age often leads to death?
I think so.
See? And we already know how smart Jong is. He's essentially...
Now, you know what? There's no math in that, Jong. So therefore, your words are meaningless.
The doctor that delivered my second kid was Asian.
Yeah?
Jong knows.
Okay, so he was a baby doctor. Yeah. What does he know about old people?
He knows the circle of life.
No, he knows the beginning of the circle. He knows where it starts.
Okay, fine.
I'm actually living a lot healthier these days.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, because you did your pub crawl this weekend?
Well, no. Pub crawl, I drank a lot and ate pizza. That was stupid.
Oh, I miss pizza. Yeah. Oh, my God, I miss it.
But, yeah.
How many days am I healthy? I'm on day 22. I'm getting there. I'm gonna be such a sloth on Halloween. I was going to pour candy into my head directly, mainline it.
Did you see that some company in Wisconsin's making candy corn beer?
Oh, that's
what is the most disgusting. I mean, candy corn is the most. Can we agree that's the most disgusting thing? And, like, the only reason to put that out is if you hate the kids in your neighborhood.
You know what's worse? When I was a kid, there used to be this guy who would always. And which, by the way, going back in time, it's creepy that this guy did this. But he would always, like, I guess he was friends with my parents. So when we would drive by, he'd come outside and he had a bag of those. They were called circus peanuts. You know
oh, God, I remember
about?
Those.
They're, like, mushy.
No, I actually like those.
Oh, they're so
I like those.
Gross.
No.
That's the worst.
No, they're basically just peanuts that are pure sugar and they're orange. That's
yeah,
all they are.
That's not what.
Well, when I was
are,
when I was 11, that was great, man. It was sugar.
I think. Yeah, I mean, I ate them at the time, but now I would never eat that.
Candy corn peeps.
Peeps are bad. I don't
peeps
like
are
peeps.
Awful. Yeah, I mean that's more.
Yeah, I don't like peeps.
I mean that's more for Easter, but still. All right. We are going to, and then somebody texts beeps are worse.
Beeps are bad.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.